Mm-mm. Is he toxic to me? No. Mm. He does what the fuck I want him to do. He's not toxic to me. Is he toxic to his wife and his kids? Absolutely, because he's not.
Well, why are you dealing with a nigga like that, son?
What can we do with his wife?
Shay! Shay!
What the fuck is you talking about?
How is that not your business?
Shay, 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 Shay.
That's not my business!
Bro, that sounds like, no, you're not taking accountability.
That's not my business.
So,
if he wants to cheat on his wife, why is that my business?
So what?
He's done cheated on me and didn't feel like that was their business.
Man.
Why do I care if this man want to cheat on his wife?
Man.
Why, Eli?
So
why, Eli?
So what you be?
Hold on. Why, Eli? Why should I care if this man want to cheat on his wife?
He cheated, and he's choosing her. So now you're all confused. Why is he texting you? Why is he calling you? There are numerous possible reasons why. Here are some. One is he wants to make sure that you will always be his backup, just in case. And two, he feels so terrible, he wants to make sure that if you're willing to still talk to him, that must mean he's not such a terrible person. It must mean that he's okay and he didn't really hurt your feelings that bad. After all, you're still willing to talk to him, therefore, he's not really that guilty. Hi, I'm Coach Breaker and I put the brakes in broken hearts.
Anyone that accepts having an affair with a married person is just as bad as the one that is cheating. Women complain about cheating men, but the sad reality is that most of them know that they already had another woman from the beginning. In fact, it's so normal that even relationship coaches know about that and talk about it openly. Women cheat just as much as men do. The only difference is that men get a reality check for that. Women just like to sugarcoat it with pure delusion.
And I'm going to be telling you three reasons why you should absolutely date a fuck. And yes, you heard that correctly. I know this advice is completely opposite to what people usually say. However, I'm going to be telling you why dating a fuck can actually be a good thing. Number one, you'll get wiser in dating. You'll already know how boys act, think, and how they make you feel, which will help you to realize what to look out for in the future. Number two, you'll know exactly what you want in a relationship. Dating a fuck show you exactly what traits, personalities, and relationship dynamic you want and don't want in a partner. And number three, it'll teach you sincerity. You'll know firsthand what it's like being lied to, abandoned, and given false promises, which will not only teach you to only say things you mean, but also use your actions to show them. Be sure to like this video and follow us for more tips.
Meet someone who wants you.
Not my type.
If dating F-boys could make women better, then Mother Woman would be the most wise creatures this world has ever seen. Oh boy, they would. According to most women, the problem about relationships is always men. But here we have a woman saying that the best thing you could do is just get run over by F-boys. That really doesn't make any sense at all, does it? In fact, we all know what this is about, don't we? It's just an excuse to justify the chase for bad guys and F-boys. But, in truth, they know the guys that are good for them. They just consider themselves way too special to be with them. By the way guys, I hope you're liking the video. It takes a lot of work to make them. If you want to help me, consider liking and subscribing. I would really appreciate that. But now let's keep going. Let's go.
I have a theory. You want to hear my theory? This is a dating theory that I just came up with. So, if you're an interesting woman, I don't care how attractive you are, but let's say you're an interesting woman. When I say interesting, I mean like ambitious, smart, funny maybe, okay? You probably have pretty high standards as to like the kind of person that you would get along with. Not necessarily even in dating, in terms of friends, just in general. It is hard to find a person that will keep you entertained because there's a lot going on in your mind. You're not a simple person, you're sophisticated in that way. Now, when I think of dating, I think of it as almost like entertainment. You want to find someone that'll keep you entertained. You want someone that'll keep the plot going. You want someone that, like, whenever you spend time with them, you don't know what's going to happen next. And so if you are that category of woman, you're going to try to find a guy who always keeps you guessing. So whether that means he's super smart and interesting, or that means he's a total douche and doesn't actually like you and adds a lot of mystery and entertainment to your life, you will choose one of those two guys. Now, the thing is that there aren't that many guys in the first category that are interesting, funny, smart, ambitious. Most of the nice guys, at least, can be a little predictable and a little bit boring. And so you end up going for category two guys, because at least they keep you entertained in other ways. Am I right with this theory? I totally think I've just uncovered something super crazy. What do you guys think?
Right. Just say what we want.
Shut up.
When you think about
Modern women really don't realize how narcissistic they can be sometimes. Imagine being so self-centered that you measure people around you for their capability of entertaining you. And even more, consider themselves to be so special that they feel the need to find people that can entertain them better. And to make things even worse, she doesn't care about how beautiful the woman is, but still expects men to entertain her. I'm sorry to say that to you, lady, but men won't make extra effort for entitled, selfish women that don't understand what men want.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna come clean. If this sign was just characterized by an adventurous or overactive mind and imagination, I think that would be okay. But the real problem with Aquarius placements is that goddamn third eye is so wide open that they can't smell their own shit. Respectfully. I have never experienced such a hyper-aware, unaware person. They'll criticize capitalistic structures while participating in it, without experiencing appropriate cognitive dissonance and understanding that people have to participate in capitalism to survive. That would be fine. They'll criticize it as if they don't understand why it exists and as if they don't participate. Because also, let's talk about how Aquarius, it's just Leo turned inward. So they have God complexes, and yet most of them don't believe in a God. It's the hypocrisy for me, babes. So for now, yeah, Aquarius is gonna have to get the f*** my bit.
Calling out a guy because he can't smell his own BS, while judging him based on his zodiac sign, is just like calling out a half vodka drinker while you are holding a large glass of whiskey. In fact, calling the guy out on TikTok is wrong, don't do that. But please, don't complain about all Aquarius people because you have some personal experience that you had with this one person. Some people really need to grow up.
Lost.
Who are you talking to?
What are you doing with life right now? Besides on the phone with prisoners.
And first of all, I live a very happy life.
Happy over the phone?
Yes.
It's like everything's a fantasy with you. And it's just delusional.
Do you got an issue with me dating inmates?
I have a big problem with it. Because why are you doing this? It's like everybody around me has normal parents. Their parents are married. And then it's just you over here talking to all these inmates. Like, it's 1,000 of them. They were just all over like little ants. And you're just taking them fast.
When a kid is having more common sense than her mother, it's time to recognize that something's really wrong. I don't know if this video is fake. I really don't follow reality shows. This one is called Love During Lockup. And if it's real, it's one of the most pathetic things I have ever seen in my life. But if it's not real, then the little girl deserves an Oscar for her work. The shame in her eyes when she had to talk with her own mother about an obvious stupid idea of dating inmates just broke my heart. I do hope it's not real.